Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Kent Anderson, Director of Technical Services with Zoetis Animal Genetics. Back with Kent in just a moment.
The annual Cut Quarter Horse Production and Consignment Sale is set for June 13th, 10 a.m. in Woodward, Oklahoma. Selling 42-year-olds, all colors, all sizes, and all with 90 days riding. Also in the offering are over 60 geldings and studs by such horses as Stevie Ray Vaughan, Hickory Holly Time, High Drive Cat, Rhinestone Bartender, and One Fabulous Eagle. We are offering viewing of the sale as well as online bidding with DV Auction for those of you who cannot attend this year. Check out the catalog, pictures, and videos of many of the horses at CutQuarterHorsesLLC.com. While you're in Woodward, enjoy the 90th annual PRCA Woodward Elks Rodeo, June 10th through the 13th. The Cud Quarter Horse Production and Consignment Sale, June 13th at 10 a.m. For more information, call 580-256-6666. That's 580-256-6666.
The amount of genetic information available to cattle producers these days is astounding. Kent Anderson, Director of Technical Services with Zoetis Animal Genetics, with us today. And Kent, genomics is such an amazing area for cattle producers. It seems like this area just continues to explode.
Yeah, that's right, Ron. Thanks for allowing me to be with you this morning. And explode, I think, is a good way to describe what's happened the last 10 years. We think that in 2020, in the beef seed stock world, we'll cross the 1 million animal mark for those that have been high-density 50,000 marker tested. And good news for commercial cow-calf producers, because they can buy bulls with a lot more accurate genomic-enhanced EPDs. So much so that it's like the bull having had a first calf crop with all the data in, but they're doing so before he even becomes a parent. So we're excited about that, and it's a tribute to the investment that our seed stock customers have made in the technology.
Kind of walk us, maybe looking backward for a moment, you know, how have we gotten to this point?
Well, it has really been the decade of DNA, in that clear back 10 years ago, all of our genetic predictions were based on pedigree and performance information. Those things are still essential and very, very important. But now we're running genetic evaluations in most of the populations every week, and we've had then breakthroughs that allow us to genotype animals more efficiently, as well as incorporate the genotypes into every weekly evaluation. So a combination of genomic technology, more horsepower on the computer computing side, as well as just a lot of innovative breakthroughs that have opened doors.
You mentioned that we're really at that point of continuing to explode here in 2020. Where, you know, kind of give us a state of the state on where we are today and what we're able to accomplish.
Yeah, sure. So up until now and today, really the seed stock producers and the commercial customers thereof that are buying bulls, that's been where the technology has impacted the cattle business across beef. But if you look at the dairy industry, we're now testing through a product we call Clarified, thousands and thousands of commercial Holstein and Jersey cows. And so we think that's a precursor of some things to come in beef, whereby looking not too far down the road, commercial cow-calf producers will have greater and greater access to much of the same information that up until now has really been only available to seed stock producers. And that'll likely encompass additional economically relevant traits. So, for example, looking down the road into the future as a health company, and already in dairy we have genetic predictions for things like respiratory, probability of respiratory disease, and other cow and calf wellness traits. You know, we think and are excited about the prospect of including those in the beef side of the equation also.
So, you know, for the future, in other words, what's the next few steps you see that'll be out there, especially for those beef guys, especially for the, as you mentioned, the commercial cow-calf man?
Yeah. So as a company, we look forward to working with our breed association partners to continue to advance the technology on both the seed stock and the commercial side. We're particularly interested in advancing the application of the technology for crossbred commercial cattle and make it as affordable as possible, but also to simplify use of the information. And we view economic selection indexes that are a marriage between the economics of the costs and the revenue of production with the genetics to boil it down to just a number, two or three, so that producers can easily pinpoint the most profitable animals and the least profitable among those they test so that they can really drive their profit function in a simple, easy-to-use way.
Kent Anderson with Zoetis. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Make plans to attend the Chris Black 19th Annual Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale, Saturday, June 13th, 12:30 at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma. Offering 350 outstanding fall AI heifers, cows, and 20 head of 20-month-old herd bulls, including Hereford, Angus, Charlet, Sim Angus, and Red Composites. Most all breeds in volume. Online catalog, video, and sale information can be found at blackherfordranch.com, or for more information, call 580-309-0711.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.